That ain't the friggin' Christmas star, Grizz. It's a light on the sewage treatment plant.
The Saturday Night Extravaganza starts now. Vance is in the driver's seat, ready to take you on a musical journey like no other. Let's make some memories together with Vance Randall on air.
Fancy things, the wife is missing. Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some high shade and join the parade. Walking round in women's underwear. Lacy. Didn't ask permission. Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose. Walking round in women's underwear. Walking round in women's underwear. Walking round in women's underwear.
Seattle radio disc jockey Bob Rivers recorded that in 1986. From one of five Christmas parody albums he recorded. Hello again from the specially decorated Nostalgia New York Studios high atop the Baxter Building here in New York City. I'm Vance Randall, and I still don't think I should have to climb the tower to string up lights. Anyway, tonight, it's a Christmas novelty special. Songs you don't hear repeated a jillion times every year. Hey, let's face it, the holiday season can be really stressful, even for the best of us. And for some of us, it can be very sad or even painful. Yeah, I'm in that group. I feel you. So for an hour, let's just relax, pull up your favorite hot beverage, and share a laugh or two. We can probably use a laugh or two, or 20. You know, years ago, a student in one of my college classes would send me a cassette tape of novelty songs every December. So Eric, my boy, wherever you are, this is all your fault.
Wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel. Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Woo! Somebody done been to the Walmart.
Man, that's just the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
Five flannel shirts.
Four big mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
You fool, you got Jeffers 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours, too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam.
5 flannel shirts.
4 Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Man, these ain't normal Christmas presents.
No, they're redneck gifts.
Redneck gifts?
Yeah, you know, like if you buy your wife earrings that double as fishing lures, or if you convert the entire chorus of Jingle Bells. Perhaps if you think the Nutcracker is something you did off the high dive, or if you've ever misspelled anything in Christmas lights, or if you leave cold beer and pickled eggs for Santa Claus.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything wrong with it. It's hard to beat 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Bath. Four Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Well, you know, you can't really consider it a Christmas unless you go down to the penitentiary and visit your mama.
You're not listening to me. Get the car key out of your ear. That's where the 9 years probation comes in. I'm going to do it for you again. Now listen.
12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam.
4
Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Are you crying?
No, just my allergies.
Happy holidays, everybody.
It's Jeff Foxworthy with the 12 Redneck Days of Christmas. I'm Vance Randall. You've found the Christmas Novelty Special here on Nostalgia New York Radio. Now, later in this hour, I can't believe I talked him into this. The boss himself, yes, the boss, is going to sing us a Christmas song. You won't want to miss that. Right now, back to 1948 with Spike Jonze and the City Slickers.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Suddenly I heard a strange noise down below, so in my flannel pajamas, I went tippy-toe. I could see your St. Nick from the spot where I stood, so I slid down the banister just as fast as I could. All I want for Christmas is my 2 front teeth. My 2 front teeth. See my 2 front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my 2 front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Every time I try to speak, all I do is whistle. All I want for Christmas is my 2 front teeth. My 2 front teeth. See my 2 front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my 2 front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Iron boot? Of course you don't. No one does. It never happens. Sorry, Ted. It's a dumb question. Skip that.
Hey, Shirley. This is Squirrely. Want to sing a Christmas song?
Sure, Squirrely. I'd love to.
Could you Yeah, me too.
Oh, we're gonna have a squirrely Christmas. The squirreliest one of all. With mistletoe and maybe some snow. And good old Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho.
Bah, humbug. Bah.
Wait a minute. Who are you and what are you bah humbugging about?
I'm Scrooge Squirrel, and I'm humbugging because the spirit of Christmas is dead.
That's not true.
It is, too. And if you don't believe me, just ask anybody.
Well, I don't believe that, but I'll ask somebody and prove it to you. Pardon me, ma'am. Do you believe in the spirit of Christmas and old Saint Nick?
Sure enough, baby. Listen, that spirit of Christmas is all right. But if some giant turkey in a red suit comes down my chimney at 4 o'clock in the morning, he better be Santa Claus or I'll be on him like a rat's nest on a gnat's knuckle.
Did you hear that, Scrooge? Bah, humbug. That's only one squirrel's opinion.
Well, I'll ask somebody. Hey, you big, handsome, bushy-tailed rascal. Do you think the spirit of Christmas is dead?
Well, the spirit of Christmas is okay, little pilgrim. But do you know what Santa Claus said when the bottom fell out of his sleigh?
No, what?
Oh, we're gonna have a squirrely Christmas. The squirreliest one of all. With mistletoe and maybe some snow. And good old Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho.
Bah, humbug. I'm still not convinced. What was that?
That was only the eighth squirrel on his way to do some Christmas shopping. You see, Scrooge, even the jungle squirrels have the Christmas spirit.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but overhear. And I'd like to say that the Christmas spirit is very much alive, right, Fronto?
Right, Kimosabe.
The spirit is there for each of us, and if we're willing to use it with peace and goodwill, we'll all have a Merry Christmas!
Who was that masked squirrel?
I don't know, but he gave me this silver acorn. If all those squirrels believe in the spirit of Christmas, maybe I should too.
Good for you, Scrooge. Hey, here comes a chipmunk.
Hi, has anybody here seen Calvin?
Nobody here but us squirrels.
Uh-oh, I must be on the wrong record.
Oh, we're gonna have a squirrely Christmas. The squirreliest one of all. With mistletoe and maybe some snow and good old Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho.
...1955 song by the Singing Dogs. Oh, back in the good old days when you had to speed up and slow down and splice magnetic recording tape to do stuff like that. I'm Vance Randall. You have stumbled into the Christmas Novelty Song Special here on Nostalgia New York. That year, 1955, that was a good one. For one thing, yours truly entered the world. You do the math, I try not to think about it. Besides the Singing Dogs, it brought us this one from Barry Gordon.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. a penny slug. Somebody snitched on me.
Oh, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause I ain't been nothing but bad. I put a tack on teacher's chair. Somebody snitched on me. I tied a knot in Susie's hair. Somebody snitched on me. I did a dance on mommy's plants. Climbed a tree and tore my pants. Filled that sugar bowl with ants. Somebody snitched on me. Oh, I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
So you better be good, whatever you do, 'cause if you're bad, I'm warning you.
You'll get nothing for Christmas.
Attacked by Christmas toys? That's strange. That's the second toy complaint we've had.
The restroom door said, "Gentlemen," so I just walked inside. I took two steps and realized I've been taken for a ride. I heard high voices, turned and found the place was occupied by two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse. What could be worse than two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse? The restroom door said, "Gentlemen, it must have been a gag." As soon as I walked in there, I ran into some old hag. She sprayed me with a can of mace and smacked me with her bag. I could tell this just wouldn't be my day. What can I say? It just wasn't turning out to be my day. The restroom door said, "Gentlemen, and I would like to find the crummy little creep who had the nerve to switch the sign. 'Cause I've got two black eyes and one high heel up my behind. Now I can't sit with comfort and joy. Boy, oh boy, no, I'll never sit with comfort and joy."
You chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
Okay, we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay! Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer.
Get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay. Want a plane that loops the loop. I still want
Very good, boys.
Let's sing it again. Yeah, let's sing
no,
it
that's
again.
Enough. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it? We want to sing
now,
it again.
Now, wait a minute, boys.
Yes, Patty, why can't we sing it
Alvin,
again?
Cut that out.
Wait a minute.
Just a minute. Simon.
Now, you knew that one was coming sooner or later, didn't you? From back in 1953, Ross Bagdasarian, also known as David Seville, and the Chipmunks. I'm Vance Randall. Remember, coming up later, the boss himself will be stopping by to sing us a Christmas song. I don't know which one he's going to sing yet. I guess we'll find out. In the meantime, you had to know this one was coming, too.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma, all the family's dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas.
Dear Santa, this year I've been a very good radio station.
Nostalgia.
Okay, Good Day is our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is a Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, head. It's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th? Christmas Eve, right?
So that's two.
And then what's after that?
Boxing wrestling day.
No,
get Boxing out. Day, yeah, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's...
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days. Oh.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toasts,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there. Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toasts,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See, you need more. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toasts,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, 2 golden
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
Okay.
On the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smokes.
Yeah. Oh, 6 packs of 2 4
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, 8 days of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes, 6 packs of 2 4 5.
5 golden.
And a beer. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where did you learn to do that?
Albums.
Of course. So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day, everybody. Happy. Left out?
What?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th day.
Okay,
I wanted donuts.
Over.
But I wanted...
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the
you
stores
could have gone down
and get some
to,
presents.
Like the good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that would have been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
That song is a beauty. Moving.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?
Rudolph's nose was frosty and it didn't give much light. Santa had his little elves to shine it up so bright. Prancer and the others are dancing to and fro. They know Christmas time is near, cause it shined up Rudolph's nose. Christmas time's a-coming through winter wonderland. Everyone is happy, down to Frosty the old snowman. Rudolph's nose is shining bright, it looks just like a star. It'll help Santa find you, no matter where you are. Eyes are glowing, brother jumps with glee. Mama's kissing daddy beside the Christmas tree.
All the other boys and girls are dancing to and fro. They know Christmas time is near, 'cause it shines up Rudolph's nose. Christmas times are coming through winter wonderland. Everyone is happy, down to Frosty the old snowman. Rudolph's nose is shining bright, it looks just like a star. It'll help Santa find you, no matter where you are. Like a star, it'll help Santa find you, no matter where you are.
The great Johnny Horton from 1959. I'm Vance Randall. Were you born on Christmas Day? I knew a few kids who were. When they were little, they were all upset because, according to them, they got robbed of a big birthday party. Yeah, maybe so, but now I talk to them and they think it's kind of a special thing. If you happen to be a December 25th baby, these people are too. NBA player Eric Gordon, British actress Perdita Weeks, Angolan soccer player Loco, South Korean actress Ji-won, Mexican boxer Israel Vasquez, Canadian journalist Alexander Trudeau, American singer Steve Wariner, TV producer Rick Berman, TV host Rod Serling, film actor Humphrey Bogart, and Christina of Saxony, Queen of Denmark, born on this day in 1461.
It's Christmas and it's your birthday. It's Christmas and it's your birthday. It's Christmas and it's your birthday. Happy birthday, happy Christmas, happy birthday to you.
Such a pain to me is finding a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me, 5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills.
Oh, I hate those Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
the Salvation Army,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, I'm trying to rig up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
I'm a transformer for Christmas.
Charities, and what do you mean you're in-laws?
5 months of bills.
Oh, making out these cards.
Oh, Edith, get me up here, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords.
And finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
finding parking spaces.
Daddy,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills,
writing out those Christmas cards,
hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
batteries not included,
no parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Facing the in-laws,
5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
I'll Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 11th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Oh my God, the bathroom.
Charities.
She's a witch, I hate her.
5 months of pain.
Oh, I don't even know half these people.
Oh, who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight, I'd blow a fuse.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Still TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart. You ring up the lights.
And finding a Christmas tree.
Black Bart, now you get yours.
Oh my God, I shot my eye out.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Oh,
you'll
shoot your eye out.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too. Man.
No,
yeah, he's
man.
A good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
But, typical freaks, man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Hey, well, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they flight across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, LA, Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man. And dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he, like, how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got him off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
Yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
You know, oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah,
huh?
Underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Hey, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
man. Yeah,
man.
I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
The story of Santa Claus is told by Cheech and Chong. Both went on to successful acting careers after their stoner sort of days were done. I'm Vance Randall. Okay, I promised it. And I like to deliver on my promises. The boss, yes, the boss, has arrived in the studio, and he's going to sing us a song. So, what are you going to sing for us? Jingle Bells, okay, well, not an original, but well established. Just step around, walk up to the mic here. People of New York and the rest of the world, I give you The Boss.
Ha ha! That was beautiful.
Now, baby doll, sweet pie, sugar plum, honey bun, angel face, you know you better be good. And act like a true fine lover should. Be careful what you say and do. Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
You better kiss me and hold me tight. And give me good loving every night. Cause you'll be sorry if you make me blue. Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Well, you may think you can sneak around and get away with something, but there ain't no way. Cause Santa's no fool, he's real super cool. He's a secret head of CIA. He's ass and crime don't pay.
He can't do nothing cause you're never alone. He's even got a wiretap on your phone.
So baby, if you ever do me wrong, break my heart and leave me alone. When Christmas comes, you'll be crying too. Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Well, every Christmas Eve, he'd climb on his sled full of toys with the dual exhaust, side mirrors, the fox tails, mud flaps, and leopard skin seat covers, and spread Christmas cheer to all good little girls and boys. And it's the own Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Common, Cupid, Donner and Blitzen and Bruce and Marvin and Leon and Cletus and George and Bill and Slick and Do-Right, Fred and Ace and Clyde and Blackie and Nia and Prince and Spot and Rover.
So where's Rudolph?
Say he's on a stakeout at your house.
You can run, you can hide, but you can't get away. Got binoculars focused on you every day.
So baby, if you ever do me wrong, break my heart and leave me alone. When Christmas comes, you'll be crying too. Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Yeah, Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, Lord have mercy.
Santa Claus has got his eyes all over you, baby. It's over for you. You better watch out. Ooh, look out there. Santa Claus is peeping around the corner at you. You're in deep trouble, you know that? It's over for your kind. You go sneaking around here, you ain't gonna get away with it. You understand? I mean, you got to be true blue through and through, cause Santa's gonna get you.
Here's to the holiday spirit, festive season, and hoping you still fit in your clothes when it's all over.
As I sat in my window last evening, a letter was brought round to me. A little gilt-edged invitation saying, Gilhooly, come over to tea. Each Christmas the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for elfinship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Mulligan wanted to try it, but really it wasn't no use, for we worked on it over an hour, but a piece of it wouldn't come loose. Till Kelly came in with a hatchet, and Murphy came in with a saw, but Miss Fogarty's cake had the power for to paralyze any man's jaw.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and talking away. till she tripped over Flanagan's brogans and spilt a potsheen in her tay. Ackle-hooly, she says, you're not it. Try a little bit more to make cake. Oh no, Mrs. Fogarty, said I, any more and me stomach would break.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, she would work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Maloney was sick with the colic, O'Donnell a pain in his head. McNulty lay down on the sofa and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics and there she did wriggle and shake. And all of us swore we were poisoned from eating Miss Fogarty's cake.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Yes, it
would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Irish Rovers will close out our Christmas novelty song special. I hope you had a few laughs with me. Back with our regular format next week to close out the year. And please, give someone you care about a big hug. It could be the best thing they get this year. I'm Vance Randall. Have a holiday.
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. Was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. Despite the Red Baron, fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught.
Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, he reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below? Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man.
The Baron made Snoopy fly to the Rhine and forced him to land behind the enemy lines. Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out,
Merry Christmas, my friend!
The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day.